We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by our friends at Shelter Insurance. Chris Gervino, you know him. He's our guest. We'll hear from him after this from Shelter Insurance.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom! Dad! What a surprise!
We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
Oh, I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
Maybe I should just move back home. Don't you love me?
Of course.
But now your room's Dad's man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Well, Chris Gervino, Missouri's 3-3 on the season and 0-3 in the SEC after losing at number one Alabama Saturday evening, 39-10. Before we talk about the game, that was your first trip to Bryant-Denny. Just curious, what was your reaction? What was your take on the stadium and the atmosphere?
Well, I was really impressed, Mike, and I know you've been there before several times, but no, it was everything was advertised to be, kind of like a cathedral of college football in terms of the history and success there, and just a big, beautiful stadium. And I think what maybe impressed me as much as anything was when I was on the buses, you know, arriving with the team around the stadium, and for blocks and blocks around this stadium, there was just one big crimson party going on with some black and gold sprinkled in. Mizzou had thousands of fans as well there, but no, it was really a great time to be there. My first time there, and you know, certainly one of the top venues I'd ever witnessed for a college football game. And as we talked a little bit on the broadcast, we've been lucky now to have been to a few of the very best right within the SEC. And it was a real fun evening. Obviously, the result was not what Missouri wanted, but a beautiful evening and great environment. So it was a great experience.
So the game, as we know, the Tigers lose. Alabama scores 26 unanswered points after Missouri pulled within 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. They put the game away. Let's talk, though, about the opening moments. Alabama hit Missouri with a flurry of punches. The Tigers fall behind 10-0. I thought, Chris, they showed some grit in getting back in the game and closing to 3 on a beautiful touchdown pass executed by Drew Lock to Jalen Knox.
That was a terrific play, really a highlight play that you can't, you know, lose or forget about in such a difficult night for Missouri. But you know, Drew really made that play, kept it alive, had time to throw, and then literally pointed his receiver, Knox, across the back of the end zone and led him perfectly with a pass where only Knox could make the catch, and he did. It was really a pass that was zipped in there well. You know, Missouri really did hang in there. I mean, Alabama's been so good. Only A&M, Texas A&M, and Missouri have stayed within 30 points by the end of the game. against Alabama. So it did show me something, the fight that the Tigers had to come back. You know, it was too bad they had a couple of big 15-yard penalties, and then Drew had the costly fumble in his own end of the field, which led to a pair of Alabama scores, which really stretched the game out. And, you know, frankly, Missouri probably was not going to win that game, but I think the score would have been even closer and the game much more competitive and viewed that way, you know, had Missouri avoided a couple of those costly mistakes there in that decisive, really, second quarter.
Yeah, Alabama scores 17 in the second quarter, adds two in the third, seven in the fourth, and they win by the score of 39-10. The numbers really indicate that it was a game controlled by the Crimson Tide, 564 yards of total offense for Alabama. Missouri with 212 yards of total offense, Chris, and the concerning thing is that, first of all, Tigers only ran the ball for 70, so really could not get really anything going running the football. And for the last really three games, Missouri's had really nothing in terms of a vertical passing attack. And again, we all know that the injuries with Brown and with certainly Emmanuel Hall have impacted this offense. But Tigers have got to try to figure out a way to be able to stretch the field, don't they?
Right, and I thought they, you know, might be able to do a little more, honestly, against Alabama's defense, which is good. I mean, it really is a good. It's obviously a very good team, a very good defense. But I thought Missouri offensively could do a little more. They did try to run, I think, you know, and just never got consistent running game going. And, you know, Albert O, the big tight end, made a couple of nice catches. But I do think clearly Drew Locke misses Emmanuel Hall, maybe more than we even might have realized. You know, Knox has made some nice catches, the freshman. And, you know, I mean, Jonathan Johnson has been inconsistent, even in fairness. I mean, he dropped the ball yesterday. I remember clearly hit him in the numbers. And they're just looking for more solutions and more help at that wide receiver spot, especially with Hall and Brown out. And, you know, Drew's numbers have not been good. One touchdown pass, five interceptions in these last three games, albeit against great opponents, Georgia, Alabama, especially, and South Carolina. But he's got to be better. He's got to be really good, you know, for Missouri to have, I think, still a winning season in the bowl game. And Drew has really got to bounce back. And I would probably predict that he will, because he's really done well against teams that, you know, have been outside the top 10, 15, 20 in the country. But, man, against the big teams, he's really had his share of trouble.
Yeah, and I thought that Alabama really did a good job of controlling the run against Missouri, really at the point of attack. I thought that they controlled the line of scrimmage at times, which led to Missouri only being able to gain 70 yards on the ground.
Well, they've obviously got the guy leading the whole program, Nick Saban, who's a defensive mind and a defensive coach, and they're so big and sturdy up front, and at least right now it may not go down as one of Alabama's greatest defenses, but certainly we'll see. Time will tell if they run through this season as they've done in others. But big Raekwon Davis up there in the middle of the defense and some of the support he has. And I think they did. I think they really wanted to make Missouri one-dimensional. And they probably figured after watching the South Carolina game too that Missouri would try to establish the run and keep Alabama's potent offense off. And the field and a well-coached team, you know, they executed their game plan. And really, their defense beat Missouri's offense, obviously, as that game unfolded to the tune of just 10 Tiger points.
So now we begin the second half of the season coming up this Saturday when Missouri will host Memphis at Faurot Field at 3 o'clock. It is, of course, homecoming, the place where the homecoming tradition all began at the University of Missouri. And, Chris, Memphis comes in with a record of 4-3, really lost a heartbreaker on Saturday. They were up 30-17 late against Central Florida, and the Knights came back with 14 unanswered to win it 31-30. This is going to be an interesting game. It's a team that certainly will walk into Faurot Field and won't be intimidated by Missouri. You would think that Missouri, from a talent standpoint, would be able to match up quite favorably. To me, it's one of those games that obviously you've got to have to snap the three-game losing streak.
No question, and Missouri's really got to have an edge about it too. You know, showing up for homecoming, and you know the Tigers have to, you know, play mad almost, play angry. That doesn't mean out of control or be silly. But I mean, they've really got to bring the energy right away. And, I think homecoming will help that a bit. But it's so natural, you know, as we talk about it after Missouri's tough three-game stretch, just to exhale and be a little relieved. And you come home now for 2 weeks and you're feeling good about yourselves. But you better be ready to play, because Memphis is good. They've taken down some big teams over the years. As you mentioned, they led that game Saturday with Central Florida most of the way. And sometimes by a double-digit score, and Mike Norvell, their head coach, comes in from Arizona State, an offensive background. I know they run the ball real well, so they're going to feel pretty confident because they darn near beat a Central Florida team, which hasn't lost a game in 2 years. So, yeah. So they're going to be ready, and Missouri's got to be ready to match that energy and be intense right away and turn this thing around, Mike, because as we talked on the football game broadcast the other night, Alabama, suddenly the second half of the schedule, which never you would have said was easy, certainly looks a lot tougher, though, than it would have been when you look at Tennessee taking out Auburn, Florida 6-1, Kentucky with just one loss and nationally ranked. I mean, all of a sudden, these games, I think, are more challenging than at least I would have thought, you know, heading into the season.
Let me give you some numbers from Memphis. You mentioned they like to run the ball, 275 yards per game on the ground.
Pretty good.
Yeah, 263 through the air, so 539 yards of total offense per game. And speaking of running the football, Daryl Henderson, who Missouri fans will see on Saturday, averages 10 yards per carry. He averages 162 yards per game, and he's already got 13 rushing touchdowns for this Memphis team. So that in itself is going to be something to watch. Missouri has been pretty good against the run this year, and so we'll see how they fare against Memphis. Hey, man, can you believe, first of all, that we're 50% away from the season being completed? We're halfway through the season, and you and I in a couple of weeks begin this odyssey called November.
Yeah, oh, I'm well aware of it. It does go fast. I always think from August to Christmas is the fastest time of the year with football season, and now adding the basketball with you, which I look forward to again this season, makes it really go quick. And you're right. I think that Tuesday night, November 6th, is the first game with Central Arkansas. It's election night, and it's all coming quickly. We're about 3 weeks away from basketball starting and the famous November overlap. But it's fun, and it, you know, with football especially, everything's out there. 3-3, everything's in the balance. 6 games down, 6 to go. And, I mean, there are a lot of stories to be told still before the season's over and before we reach Christmas time.
Well, and the one thing that we can't say is this, okay, and you just touched on it a moment ago, okay, so we know Memphis is a better football team. We know that Tennessee is improving. We know that Florida is better under Dan Mullen. Mm-hmm. You know, Arkansas had a chance on Saturday evening against Ole Miss. Kentucky, exactly. So, you know, but what we do know about Missouri's football team a year ago is what? They improved in the second half of the season, and we saw that. And so, you know, obviously we're all hopeful that that takes place again as we move to the second half of the season this year. Hey, man, it is always great to talk to you. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you later this week.
Big weekend. It's homecoming, Mike. We'll be there. We'll look for you then.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.